This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Now, as smartphones and tablets become more and more powerful, the KNFB Reader app on iOS and Android has proven itself to be one of the most reliable and convenient ways to read printed text. Well, now it's available on your PC. Well, as long as you're running Windows 10. But is it as reliable and usable as it is on your mobile device? Let's find out.
Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to...
So, as I said, KNFB Reader for PC is a Windows 10 only app. This means the only place you can download it from is the Windows Store. And seeing as, well, at least up to now, all the Windows 10 store apps have been an accessibility nightmare, chances are that most of you haven't used the Windows Store app very often, so I'll quickly show you how to get KNFB Reader. Hit the Windows key to bring up your Start menu and type Store.
Store, trusted Windows Store app 1 of 3.
Hit Enter on that and that will bring up the Windows Store app. Now just tab until you get to the Search text box.
Search Edit, blank.
Now just type KNFB and hit Enter and you'll be given a list of search results. Just tab until you hear...
KNFB Reader average rating of 3.2 out of 5 stars. Install button 1 of 1.
Again, hit Enter and this will take you to the app's details page. And you should find that Focus automatically lands on the Buy button. Hit Enter on that and go through the payment process and you should be done. The usual price is £99, but currently it's on a discount at £20, though I don't know how long this will last. So, that's the app installed. Let's fire it up and check it out. Okay, to start it up, hit the Windows key to bring up your Start menu and type KNFB, then hit Enter.
KNFB Reader Window.
XP Scan Image Button Control T. 323-325 Series.
Okay, so what you heard there was my screen reader, which is NVDA reading what it was focused on. It was the scan button. And the KNFB Reader app itself announcing what scanner it was using. The KNFB Reader app isn't self-voicing. You still need a screen reader to navigate around and use it. But it will announce certain things to you, and like the mobile version of the app, it will read the converted documents back to you using its own voice. Anyway, the KNFB Reader app is split into four sections, or screens. Acquire Image, which is the screen it starts up on and the screen we're in now. Reader, which is where it displays the text it's found in any of the documents you've scanned. File Explorer, where you can open and save documents, and the Settings section. So let's look around the Acquire Image screen, the one we're on now. As you heard, Focus automatically jumps to the Scan Image button.
Scan Image button, Control T.
Hitting Enter or Space on that will obviously start scanning whatever documents in my scanner. Before we do that, let's hit Tab and see what other controls are on this screen. There aren't many, don't worry.
Image Source Combo Box Epson XP322 Series Collapsed.
Here you can choose what scanner or camera you use to get the document image into the PC. And of course, being me, I'm using the cheapest budget multifunction printer with a built-in scanner that I can find. But you can also use document cameras. Now, I haven't used these myself, but they are basically USB webcams, but they're specifically designed for taking pictures of documents. The main advantage of these is that they're much quicker at taking a picture of a document rather than taking the time to scan it, which can be really useful if you're scanning multiple pages.
Process multi-page document toggle button not pressed, Control B.
Talk of the devil. Now, if we turn this option on, it will allow us to scan pages and pages and pages. And then when we turn this option off again, it will process the whole bunch of images at once.
Multi-column toggle button not pressed.
This chooses how it handles columns. So if you're scanning a newspaper, you want it to read all the text in one column from top to bottom. But if you're scanning something like a bank statement, you want to read the item and then the amount next to it, reading across columns.
Default OCR language combo box English collapsed.
KNFB Reader supports documents in various languages, French, German, Russian, etc., and here's where you choose.
Main menu toggle button not pressed.
And finally, the last option is the main menu button. You use this to jump between the four sections I mentioned earlier, Acquire Image, Reader, File Explorer, and Settings. Okay, that's it. I'm bored with all that. Let's scan something. Now, sadly, the only piece of printed text I could find in my house is the instructions to my washing machine. But hey, don't worry, you never know, it could be an emotional roller coaster.
Scan image button, Control T.
So I placed the document in my scanner and hit space on the scan image button. And as you can hear, my scanner is now whirring away. Now, I won't edit this so you can get an idea of how long it takes, but it does depend on what device you're using. And of course, if you're using a document camera, it will be near enough instant.
Personalization now. Art Dissolved setting the temperature. Press the temperature button to set the wash temperature. See table 01 wash cycles. The temperature may be lowered, or even set to a cold wash. The washing machine will automatically prevent you from selecting a temperature which is higher than the maximum value set for each wash cycle.
Okay, so it's not Dickens, but as you heard, as soon as it finished scanning, the KNFB app started to read it out. It's automatically jumped to the reader section and it's displaying the text in the middle of the screen and highlights each sentence and word as it reads them. So as we're here, let's quickly go through the options on the reader screen. The first few control KNFB's text to speech.
Previous button control B.
Reads the previous sentence.
Play button control P.
Obvious.
Next button control F.
Reads the next sentence.
Speech language combo box English collapsed.
That one's pretty self-explanatory, and the next three are all to do with adjusting the speech rate.
Decrease speed by 10 button. Speech speed slider 68. Increase speed by 10 button.
Next.
Main menu toggle button not pressed.
Obviously, the main menu button is there on every screen.
Save as button control S.
Saves the KNFB document.
Add page button control N.
Pretty self-explanatory, this allows you to scan and add another page to this document.
View image toggle button not pressed control I.
Allows you to check the scanned image to make sure everything's okay. That is, of course, if you're lucky enough to be able to see it.
Redo OCR button control R.
Allows you to run the OCR again without having to rescan the document. Useful if you want to make changes to how it handles columns.
Personalization L, R Dissolved setting the temperature. Press the temperature button to set the wash temperature. See table 01 wash cycles.
And now we're back in the document, and as you can hear, you can just use your screen reader to read the text. Okay, we're nearly done. Let's take a very quick look at the File Explorer. So, I'm just going to tab until I get to the main menu button, hit enter on that, then tab again to find the File Explorer section.
File Explorer not selected 3 of 4.
That's the one I want, hit enter.
Selected. Explore files on this device button control E.
By default, KNFB stores its documents in its own folder hidden away on the computer somewhere. But if you've got a KNFB document on a pen drive or stored somewhere else, hit this button to open a default Windows Open File dialog box. Then you can navigate to wherever you want to open a file.
Select multiple files below toggle button not pressed.
Toggle this on and you'll be able to select multiple files in the list you'll see in a second, which is useful if you've got lots of files you want to delete at once or maybe export to a different format.
List. Manual 8.20 megabytes, 1 of 3.
And here's a list of the files. Use the cursor keys to navigate around. Hitting enter on any one of these files will open the document. Or you can use the application key or Shift F10 to open a context menu, which gives you some more options. You'll be able to delete, rename, copy, or export to a different format, such as plain text, Word document, or HTML. And yes, as you heard, there is a manual in here, so I would suggest you open it up and read it. I'd suggest it, but no one ever does it. And now to finish up, let's take a look at the settings. So by using the main menu button again, I've jumped to the settings section, and I'm just going to use the arrow keys to navigate around.
List. Reader settings not selected 1 of 8.
In here you can change how the text is displayed on the reader section. You can change font, font size, the color, and also toggle on or off the KNFB text-to-speech if you just want to use your screen reader.
Speech settings 2 of 8.
All the options in here relate to the KNFB text-to-speech. You can set the default speech rate, volume, and choose a different voice.
OCR settings 3 of 8.
There's not many options in here. You can choose whether to have the multi-column option on or off by default, and choose the default language.
Camera settings 4 of 8.
Now, what options you see in this section depends on what camera you're using. I'm assuming you'll be able to choose whether to use the flash, the brightness, the contrast, things like that.
Scanner settings 5 of 8.
Again, what options you see in here may change depending on what device you're using. I get the option to change the brightness, contrast, and choose the scanning mode, whether it's in color, black and white, or grayscale.
Accessibility settings 6 of 8.
Ooh, accessibility settings. Always get a little bit excited when I see that. Don't judge me. Actually, it is a little disappointing in here. All you can choose is whether you have the tilt controls on or off. So if you're using a Windows mobile device, tablet or phone, it will vibrate or beep at you if you're not holding it level when you're taking a picture.
Cloud settings 7 of 8.
Here you can set up KNFB to save or backup files to OneDrive or Dropbox.
About KNFB Reader 8 of 8.
Lastly, we have about absolutely nothing of interest in here for most people. And that's it, I'm done. It feels like I've been droning on for hours, but believe me, it's only been 10 minutes. So that's the KNFB Reader app on Windows 10. Obviously, as you'd expect, it is well designed for use by people who are visually impaired, and the technology behind it, the actual engine it uses to recognise the text, is just as fast and reliable as it is on the mobile version. Also, when you compare it to other OCR software that's out there specifically designed for use by people with sight loss, it's a great price, particularly if you can get it with the discount. On the negative side, I still find the Windows 10 Store app slightly, I don't know, clunky to use. It's hard to explain, but when you're using it, it doesn't feel quite as responsive as it should be. Slightly more annoying is that I couldn't always get the keyboard shortcut to jump to the main menu to work. It was very hit and miss, and you do need to go to that menu a lot. Also, I found that if I scanned a document and it read the text out in the reader section, if I then went back and scanned another image, sometimes it would get a little confused and read the previous text. It didn't happen all the time, but just enough to be annoying. But hopefully that's just a little bug that slipped through and could be fixed in an update. Or of course, it could be my fault, user error. So generally, it's good software that works well, but for me, OCR becomes really useful when it's just convenient and frustration-free. And I find that using a smartphone or tablet just makes it so much quicker. No need to set up a scanner or sit in front of a computer, just whip out the smartphone, take a picture, and it's reading. Of course, if you use a document camera on your desktop setup, it could be just as quick and just as convenient. So to sum up, if you've got a need for a desktop OCR solution, this is definitely one to consider.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.